It's time now to enter the press box with Clay Baker and Ed Graney on ESPN 1100 and 100.9 FM.
Let's go!
Let's go!
Here on a Thursday, Ed Graney, Clay Baker, Jared Diamond.
Yay, Jim Dimes!
100.9 FM. Dimes once again went to Starbucks before the show. Nothing for us. Kev never texts us and say, what would you guys like?
You know what? Nothing. He's done enough for us already, I think. I think he feels like we owe him.
He's got the iced coffee. Nothing for us.
Nothing for us. Not even. Well, you know what? He understands your restricted diet, so you're not getting anything.
1,700 a day. It's not happening. ESPN 1100, 100.9 FM. Big show ahead on a Thursday. Looking forward to this. 11:30, UNLV head basketball coach Marvin Menzies. Got together with Coach earlier today. You'll hear his thoughts on the new NCAA rules. He's on a trip, but kind enough to give us a few minutes to talk about the new NCAA rules that came down yesterday on college basketball. There you go. 12:18, R.J. Bell with all your odds. 12:30, looking forward to this as well. Former principal at a couple high schools in town and knows more about AAU basketball in Las Vegas than anyone. Ron Montoya will join the press box live in studio at 12:30. Ron will have a lot of good thoughts, I'm sure, on how the new rules might affect Las Vegas in the future. And here he comes at 1:18. Oh, Johnny Football, J.R. Starkus, one and only with drinks from Montreal. Montreal. We will have drinks from Montreal with JR, with the Starkus man. He'll get in at 1:18, and we'll take him through to the end.
Hopefully something French-Canadian. Have a little taste of Gay Paris in the studio.
Do you have a lot of Canadian stuff at your bar at home? I don't have a bar, so you do. Any Canadian thing? What's as Canadian as you get on a nightly basis?
Like, you don't have a bar. You don't have, like, a shelf or something that holds everything? Like,
I have a wine cart. I have a cart.
Cart?
We'll push that around.
You selling it like balloons and yes. Hot dogs and stuff. Wine here. Got your wine.
Wine here.
I like a couple Canadian things. Although you got to be careful. I love Canadian beer, but it doesn't last long in the fridge because it gets swiped by me. If I just drink it in the middle of the night for no reason.
Is that right?
Yeah, Molson Canadian. I have to be careful. Yeah. Maybe that's what I should bring over on Friday, introduce you to some Molson Canadian.
Yeah, you are coming over Friday. It's the big poker game match. We're very excited. We're all very worried that Rob Mish is some kind of weird poker-like expert guy. Like, you can't be good if you're coming over to one of my poker parties. Like, you got to stink. You got to be awful.
But you know what?
When I say raise the blinds, you don't get up and get the sunburst shutters and take them from the low to the high. That's not what we mean over at the house.
I know you don't like to hear it like this, but somebody has to counter you, my friend, because we know that you want a bunch of easy marks. That's why you're immediately like, Clay, are you available? Because we'll just wait till you're available, and then we'll have the party.
Well, I asked Mish. I said, Mish, we're doing poker on Friday night. You're not good, right? That's usually how I approach people. You're not any good, right? Because we don't need you if you're any good.
Mish is so dangerous that he's going to lead you to believe that, like, he's not paying any attention and he's laughing, he's talking about other stuff, but meanwhile, he's got the Stu Unger thing going where
he's holding pocket aces.
Right. Yeah, you don't want to turn your back on this guy.
Tristan, the big diesel, is convinced Mish will arrive with both alcohol, and for some reason he has convinced himself, the big diesel, that Mish will have some kind of cigar. I don't know if I want that in my house. I don't need that smell when I'm watching NYPD Blue at night. I don't like that stuff. I'm not into that.
You know who's good at poker? JR.
Is he?
Yes.
Well, there's no seats available. Sorry.
But you're talking about, like, I've been with JR in a couple outings where he has brought, he has, like, this hardcore, like, plastic shell case. We're like, what do you got there? Is that, like, a jam box or something, a boom box? It actually held, like, it was a humidor, a mini humidor for cigars. So you go and like invite this guy over. No. Next thing you know, he's bringing over cigars. He's going to really appreciate the moment. No. It's taken me. How long have I known you? I've never been invited to the house. This is like Haley's Comet. If JR doesn't get the invite, he's never going
to
make it.
No, if he's that good at poker, we want nothing to do with him. You know he'd have pants on. There's no pants allowed in my house. He'd have like a collared shirt on. He'd be so out of place with that suit.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying he's good at poker, but I'm saying like let's start.
He
looks the part, and he's a guy that could probably like go head-to-head with Mish, and next thing you know, like when he runs out of money, he starts giving out like some of the ties, I'll bet my tie. I'll bet my cummerbund on the next spot because it's worth more than your car, Baker.
Do you expect Mish at some point to get out a notebook and start taking notes for a book? Like, will Mish, like, write a book off our poker parties?
Dude, if you can write any
the new Rounders.
Dude, if you can do Zizek's Road, you can write anything, man.
That's right. If you can write Zizek's Road, I mean, that a poker Zizek's. Party.
Sorry.
Is it Zizek's?
Yes, it's okay. Zizek's.
Well, it's also Mission, not Mission. I've known the guy for 30 years, and I've called him by the wrong name the entire time.
Yeah, why have an attention for detail now? We haven't had it in the past. And we are working again without Wi-Fi or internet. It is, yeah, this is awesome.
What's going on at this place? It's a large broadcasting studio. There's all kinds of English and Spanish stations within like 10 feet of us. And the damn wireless is down again. Someone go... Where's Ari? He does nothing. Why can't Ari go push the reset button? What does Ari do? Go push the reset button. Is there any chance this has something to do with Mackenzie? Did she shut down the wireless in one of her rages around here trying to get more money and more sponsors?
Well, she's on all these dating websites, too. It's probably she's got all these browsers open everywhere else. But yeah, this is like the old days. And like the old days, when I first started out on radio, there was no internet. So there wasn't, you know, there was right. like, I mean, it was
there
just,
was something called, and this is going to surprise you, newspapers. And I'm a big fan of them, my friend. You know that.
Your bag going to work back in the 90s, if you're doing radio, would be filled with magazines and newspapers. And that was your internet. That was the only way you could have accessible sports information at your fingertips, and of course having the TV on. But
see, that's not working either around here.
What happens when like TV also owns the internet? If you're not getting the internet, you're not getting the TV. So if things happen and they should, we can't find it on the text line, and we're going to be...
Don't be mad at us if news breaks and we have no idea what's happening.
But you can call us at 364-1100.
And tell us.
And tell us.
Tell us.
Tell us.
I was actually talking to our boss, Mark Seidel, this morning about this, and I said, you know, as with many things in life, until you don't have it anymore, you don't realize how much you miss it. And yesterday, I'm like, we did the whole show off our phones. You know, Dimes is over there getting weird New York Mets updates. See, this is where we have to, forgive Dimes for his updates yesterday with that weird DeGrom update. Because maybe the poor kid didn't have internet, so he reached out for anything he could get. But today, it's off the bark. If we hear one thing about the Mets, he needs to leave the studio. Because nobody cares about these people. So I'm going to give him a pass for yesterday. But Seidel and I were saying the same thing. Like, what you were saying, 20 years ago, you'd have tons of newspapers laid out.
Yeah.
But you'd also have, like you said, more written out notes. I mean, you wouldn't have the laptop.
Oh,
we do everything
God,
off our laptops now.
Yes.
You'd actually have to write. You were actually handwriting your update this morning. God knows what that's going to sound like.
Oh, my God. I know. Look at this. This looks like
look
scribblings.
Look at that chicken scratch.
Egyptian hieroglyphics here.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. That is good. Remember our old friend Mike Response? Everyone called him the sports pig.
Yes, I remember Mike Response.
He was a big fan of, like, writing his own notes. And he would have, like, the old lined graph paper, like the old stuff. That, you know, stuff that you pretty much get for free at the dollar store.
That you'd have, like, in the eighth grade. You'd get a binder full of it.
Exactly. Okay. And he would have a lead pencil, and he would write softly, like, really lightly on it, just so he could save space, so you could have more room for notes. I mean,
that's old school, bro.
That's old school. But I forgot about that handwritten notes. That was huge because you could always go to that, and that would have like your, you know, all your information like right away because you kind of trust your own hand, and it's easier to read instead of going through the newspaper.
When do you think
the old days?
When do you
that's
think
why I'm playing some Matlock here?
When do you think the true death of cursive writing happened? Because it got killed with, and it, again, teachers today, God love them. But you know they want things on computers. You know they want things easier to read than some of the stuff they get. But I'd love to, you know, go back and see exactly when cursive writing became... I can't cursive write. Dimes, do you cursive write anymore? You do everything off your laptop when you're in college? You got the laptop going, you got the printer. You don't write anything, do you? Huh? Not much? Okay, so all your professors at GW want things on... They want to type. Why would they want to read your writing?
Yeah, essays and stuff. Yeah, definitely typed.
Can you write now if I gave you a piece of paper and told you to cursive write an entire piece of paper? Would I understand one word? Are you... You have cursive writing? What in the world does this say?
Some of the letters I forgot how to do, but other than that...
Look at that. Yeah. What a disaster. What are you, like 20?
I'm 20, yeah.
20 years old and you forgot letters already.
I don't know what the Z's look like.
You'd have no idea. You would print the Z.
I would print a Z.
Did you hear this? He's 20, and I said, if I gave you a piece of paper, could you cursive write the entire thing? And you know, I'd forget some of the letters.
Yeah.
That's what's happened.
The modified block came in the mid-90s and kind of changed everything. And then with No Child Left Behind, these other, you know, federal, programs and, you know, structures in place, like cursive doesn't know, the handwriting is not important. And I think when you and I were growing up, it was like extremely important. Like,
you had classes and stuff.
They had classes. They even tried to modify it with all the things called Danilian and all that to like make it just free flow. You can tell how old a person is by some of the way they write because it's almost in your instincts. If you were trained how to write in that manner, it never leaves you.
You know who had great cursive writing, of course? The Engels girls, Charles and Carolyn's daughters. Yeah. Now, these kids could write dimes. Mrs. Beetle, the teacher.
Yep.
That over there in Walnut Grove.
Using the ink pot.
What?
Using the ink pot. You know, you got the, because you have the quill pens and stuff. You know, they were.
Oh, the ink pot.
The
okay, I thought you said, did they have pot? I'm like, well, they might. After a couple of those shows, they might have. I think Laura might have been doing something behind the barn.
I'm an old man. I hate everything but MetLife.
There we go. It's on the DVR. I haven't clicked it in a while. I'm trying to do less of that stuff, by the way, the rewatching of stuff.
Yeah, it's hard to.
It's hard.
Because we've got to break our own, you know, routine.
Yeah.
It's a good thing that the Ocho was around last night.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that in the Nooner of the Ocho. When we come back, we're going to get into how the NBA and USA Basketball, they were very excited about the NSA coming out yesterday with some of these rules that kind of blindsided them. Working our way towards 11:30 when UNLV head basketball coach Marvin Menzies will give you his thoughts on the rules that happened with college basketball yesterday. It's a Thursday on the Press Box. Ed, Clay, and Jared back after this.
Hey, everyone. Ed Graney from the Press Box here. You know when the folks at MyPillow said, hey, Ed, can you try out a MyPillow and let us know what you think? I was skeptical. I mean, it's just a pillow. But what did I have to lose, right? I'll tell you what I lost. Interrupted sleep. No more folding the pillow in half. No more flat, lifeless pillows. It changed my life forever, so I'm letting you know you need a MyPillow. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. I said 60 days, folks. Try it. You don't like it? Then return it. MyPillow also comes with a 10-year warranty. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? I didn't think so. No more waking up at 3 a.m. to flip to the cool side of the pillow. It keeps its shape. No more reshaping your pillow in the middle of the night now. For just about the price of one MyPillow, you can now get four pillows. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, and enter promo code PressBox. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows for half off. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, and enter promo code PressBox, or call 1-800-948-1192. Be sure to use the promo code PressBox for that incredible discount. That's MyPillow.com. Sleep better, everyone.
Today, we're talking to Glenn Lerner from Glenn Lerner Injury Attorneys. Glenn, your commercials say that a person should contact you before calling the insurance company. Why should they call you first?
Insurance companies only want to protect their own interests and get you to settle for a small check. When you contact us first, you can feel confident your best interests are being looked after, and we'll fight to get you a big check.
Glenn Lerner is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
This season, get in the game with the William Hill Pro Pick'em Football Contest. Just pick the winning teams, no point spreads, and take home your share of $300,000 in cash prizes. For a $25 entry fee, less than $2 a week, you'll be picking for your share of $10,000 in weekly prizes. Back for 2018, get to 200 season wins and stake your claim to a $100,000 cash bonus. Register today as Week 1 picks must be in by kickoff on Sunday, September 9th. For more details, go to williamhill.us. That's williamhill.us.
PTs, Sean Patrick's, Sierra Gold, and SG Bar are the place to host your fantasy football draft this season. Every draft party includes a free draft kit, free Wi-Fi, and the most competitive food and drink packages in town. Enjoy Las Vegas' best award-winning happy hour, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. and 12 a.m. to 2 a.m. daily. For more information, visit PTEGLV.com or download the PTs mobile app to contact your favorite tavern and book your party today. PTs Taverns, real, local, play.
This month's plumbing tip is brought to you by Mach 1 Plumbing. Draining the sediment from your water heater can prolong the life of your tank. Attach a garden hose to the drain valve at the bottom of the unit to drain the sediment. With 25 years of plumbing experience, third-generation plumbers Doug and Jake with Mach 1 Plumbing is your choice for your plumbing needs. Go to Mach1Plumbing.com and download the app and see how easy it is to schedule a plumber 24/7. That's Mach1Plumbing.com and download the Mach 1 Plumbing app. Mach 1, plumbing made easy.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too. Until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-600-5451. That's 1-800-600-5451. 1-800-600-5451.
Hey, homeowners, listen up. Interest rates are rising, and experts agree they'll continue to rise. So you need to seriously think about refinancing now before rates go up more. The longer you wait, the more interest you might pay. So if you even thought about pulling cash out of the equity in your home to pay off credit cards, car loans, or purchase an investment property, you need to make the cash call now at 855-875-CASH before mortgage rates rise anymore. Cash Call Mortgage can still refinance your loan at a low fixed interest rate for a flat fee of just $995 and will pay all third-party closing costs. Call 855-875-CASH today to begin the quick and easy process. We close most loans in less than 21 days to get you the cash you need fast. That's 855-875-CASH.
First Mortgages, Impact Mortgage Corp., DBA Cash Call Mortgage, One City Boulevard, Orange, California, 92868, NMLS, 128231. Equal housing lender, not licensed in all states, including New York. Call 855-657-9910 for licensing, terms, conditions, and restrictions.
That's 855-875-CASH.
The best time to see a Kia is during Kia America's Best Value Summer Clearance, going on now at Findlay Kia. Come in and enjoy our great selection, great prices, and no-hassle sales experience. Come see a Kia. Findlay Kia, on Sahara, just west of Decatur.
Findlay Kia.
Presenting the all-new 3-row 2019 Subaru Ascent. It's the biggest SUV we've ever made, with room for up to 8. Choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating, plus standard symmetrical all-wheel drive with up to 27 miles per gallon. The 2019 Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2019 Subaru Ascent and Ascent Premium models with standard equipment. Actual mileage may vary.
Test drive the all-new 2019 Subaru Ascent during the Subaru A Lot to Love event. SubaruLasVegas.com.
We're here with Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center. Is it true that mostly low-income people use Dollar Loan Center?
No, that couldn't be further from the truth. It's not just poor people who use these type of services. Our customers are from all walks of life, all income levels, full-time people, part-time people, renters, homeowners, you name it. We also have all kinds of small business owners who really rely on us, landscapers, contractors, restaurants. They all need money for supplies, materials, payroll. This is the real world. You can't just go into a bank and get a quick loan the same day.
Believe me, I've tried, and you are 100% spot on.
And then when they get paid, they can come in, pay us off, and they're really only paying interest for the few days that they need the money in the first place. Now that's a huge win-win.
Thanks, Chuck. Whether you just need some cash till payday or you own a small business and need a quick loan, give Dollar Loan Center a shot. You can apply online at don'tbebroke.com or stop by one of our over 50 locations.
Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet the normal loan qualifications. To review loan qualifications, visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Attention, men over the age of 35. If you have low energy, lack intimacy in your relationship, or just feel old, this may be a treatable medical condition.
Hi, I'm Dr. Charles Arakaki for Universal Men's Clinic, where medical providers are highly trained to treat erectile dysfunction and low testosterone. Utilizing modern technology and modern medicine, patients receive a high level of care. Maybe you've tried supplements or pills and they didn't work. Universal Men's Clinic will work with you to find the best medical solution. Their electronic record keeping allows their professional staff to keep you educated and informed. Their care can improve the quality of your life and relationships. Let them help you.
Call Universal Men's Clinic at 702-430-6994. That's 702-430-6994. Or visit universalmensclinic.com.
Chapman?
Jeeps are hot, and Chapman is the hottest place to get one. No one sells more Jeeps in Nevada than Chapman. No one. Why? Because we refuse to be undersold by anyone. You want the lowest price anywhere? Chapman guarantees you get it here. That means discounts up to 30% off for savings as high as $20,000 on new Jeeps, Dodges, Chryslers, and Rams. We're also offering 0% interest for 72 months. That's free money for 6 years. And don't worry about past credit bumps. Chapman's For the People credit approval process will find a way to finance you. Don't miss the summer clearance event all this week. Visit LasVegasChapman.com for more information.
OEC on select promise guarantee offer valid on any bona fide signed contract. We reserve right to purchase vehicle at the same price. Offers may not be combined.
Come and see what can happen at Chapman.
You're back in the press box with Clay Baker and Ed Grady. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at ESPN Las Vegas and call the show 702-364-1100.
Marvin Menzies at 11:30 on the new NCAA basketball rules. RJ Bell, 1218. Ron Montoya, he will tell you about Las Vegas and AAU basketball at 1230 live in studio. Starkus after him at 118. Montreal drinks in honor of four interceptions, Johnny Football. From A.G. Morjanowski yesterday, the tweet, fewer pleased with NCAA's handling of release. USA Basketball and NBA were blindsided with NCAA dictating USA Basketball would decide which high school players could eventually hire agents. USA Basketball has no desire or the infrastructure for evaluations. If anyone has that expertise, it's the NBA. And apparently the NBA isn't very interested either. This was one of these things you and I talked about, Clay, when these rules came out yesterday, when they said elite and high-level players will now be able to hire certified agents. And you and I both asked the question, what constitutes elite and high level, and who's making that determination? And if you cut it off at a certain number, and yesterday we threw out the number 100, then if I'm number 101 and I think I'm better than 10 guys ahead of me, I'm getting a lawyer to sue because I want an agent also. Who in the world? Why would you think USA Basketball, with a lot of those volunteers that work for USA Basketball, has the time and infrastructure to run around the country to these camps and come up with evaluations on these kids? But, yeah. What is the NCAA thinking?
Well, Dave, if you have any idea what the structure is at USA Basketball, it's not a big lineage of people in corporate offices. Look, many of these people take like advisory roles. They already have full-time jobs. They kind of do the USA Basketball when needed and during their kind of duty and service. They don't have pay. This requires payrolls. This requires scouting. This requires, you know, offices around the country and regional offices. They don't have any of this. And they just go and expect USA Basketball.
And here's the thing. NCAA included them in the release. It's like, will you call us before you put us in a release?
Right.
Why would you put those people in the release if you haven't talked to them about this?
Thank you for letting us be a part of the process. And so the USA is like, well, the NBA is going to do that now. We don't want anything to do with it. And the NBA is like, we don't have the wherewithal to start on this. We don't even know where to begin. So we have like this longstanding nemesis of with the NCAA. We're all been upset for the NCAA for so long, and then they finally make rules to make us happy.
Right, and then
we're
they
not
script
happy.
The rules.
Yes, and we're not happy either.
From Barstool Sports, this is the reporter from Barstool. USA Basketball is going to define who's elite. But who within USA Basketball is deciding that? What happens if a player is an international prospect, well-known but not part of USA Basketball? How does that come in play? Also, coaches are involved with USA Basketball. Are we giving them the right to determine if the recruits are elite or not? That's such a huge gray area, and the one thing that's preventing this from being the perfect rule. Just let every college basketball player work with an agent if they want to. What does it matter if the agents are all certified? Exactly. Look. Let the agents who are now certified and you have welcomed into your family decide who they want to represent. Odds are they're not going to represent some stiff. I mean, why? How? You can't cut this off at a certain amount of players. One, you're going to have kids who look. Did anyone have any idea when he was? I think he went to Martin Luther King Riverside. I think that was. Who the hell knew Kawhi Leonard was going to be this good when he was in high school? Nobody knew that guy was going to be that good. He went to San Diego State. He didn't even go to a Pac-12 school.
No agents were walking around thinking about how do we get Kawhi and exploit him.
They did anyone, when he was in high school, have a clue that Pat McCaw was going to end up being a two-time world champion? No. So all of a sudden, you're going to decide who's good and who's not. I can list guy after guy after guy who in high school and or college was undervalued and now is an NBA star. And people are like, boy, I never knew he was going to be that good. So what? Those kids now can't be represented by agents because they're not a McDonald's All-American? Just let everyone in the pool. And you know what? The agents are going to decide who they want to represent. And as long as they're above board because you've certified them, and look, that's wink-wink there because we know with agents there's going to be stuff. But again, if you've brought the agents into the equation, just let them represent who they want to represent. You can't say elite because that could constitute 50 different definitions by 50 different people. And this guy makes a really good point. Coach K was the coach, Olympic coach for several years, as we know. His assistants were all in USA Basketball. We were at UNLV a couple weeks ago with USA Basketball. Who's part of Popovich's staff? Jay Wright. I love Jay Wright. But should Jay Wright be determining who's elite and who's not? What, do you think he's not going to say his recruits are elite? This is wrought with bad things here in terms of this. Just forget the elite part and say, agents can now sign kids. We will certify them. Everyone's available. And you know what? Believe me, the kid that can't play, who's at, you know, I'm going to just throw out a school here, Iowa State or Idaho State, who can't play, is probably not going to get an agent. Maybe will, maybe won't. I don't know. But at the end, the cream rises, the great players go in the NBA, And that's what happens. I think this is wrought within with deficiencies with who's going to say who's elite and who's not.
And in addition, I think you're when you try to go and usurp the power away from the agents that are kind of controlling the student athletes, you're really giving agents more power in this regard. If you go and say, look, we are only going to deal with agencies that are certified and approved by us. Well, those are the big guys. Okay, so now you're allowing these big agencies like CAA and what have you, and like they are the ones that are going to start dictating policy when you give them all the power in the world, because yeah, they're the ones that are going to, you know, get you where you need to go, and if you can't make it there, then you can't get in. So now it's very exclusionary, and God bless these nice people at the NCAA. They try to make something that everyone would be happy with, but my God, they have stepped in their own way once again.
Barstool. Now we have even more of a gray area. USA Basketball wants no part of this, and rightfully so. They have no idea who are elite prospects. How would they even operate to figure out who is elite? It's no surprise they don't want any of this. How the NCAA thought USA Basketball made any sense is beyond me, except, well, it's the NCAA. So where are we now, said the writer? I don't know. How about going back to what I said originally? Let everyone have an agent, because who really cares?
Okay.
These agents are NCAA approved. Here's the rule. He's exactly right. You have allowed the agents in. You're going to make sure they're certified. Everyone should be able to have an agent. They've got to change. They've got to get the elite out of their statement there. Nobody is going to want to be the ones to dictate the top 50 or 25 or 75 or 100 or pick a number out of the sky about who falls under that. And some kid's going to be right outside that cusp. And guess what? Mom and dad is getting a lawyer. And then you're really in trouble. Just let everyone have an agent. And if this is what you've decided, that you've allowed the agents in, then everyone gets one who can get one. Who, you know, I mean, the agent has to want you, too. I mean, there has to be an agreement.
But yeah, and exactly, like, what is really the problem with the agents in the first place? Are you really trying to, like, avoid, like, getting the stepfather agent? Or, look, just let everybody get in. If you make a mistake and you project yourself too far, you come back to school anyway.
Are they trying to get, and I don't know if this, for all I know, this guy went and got his agency license. I don't know. But are they trying to avoid more Kawhi Leonard uncles? All of a sudden, this dude appears in this kid's life with this injury, and all hell breaks loose with wanting second opinion stuff, and all of a sudden he's on another team, and he's one of the best players in the world, and he supposedly was very happy where he was, and he was a finals MVP and all that, but all of a sudden this uncle's involved, and everything's different. Are they trying to get away from that nonsense where you have people involved in these situations? Like, why is this guy involved?
I would hope so, and I would also hope at the same time that they're going to go and look at the long history of agents bilking athletes out of money on Tank Black situations. You know, like, that's really egregious, where you just go and allow people to go and have tons and tons of clients, but they are so egregiously corrupt that they just, once they're out of the system and become pro, now they're just left to the wolves. But yet you have allowed that situation to go on and enable a Tank Black agent to go and just make these inroads with a guy's family, only to bilk him out of all his money. They're not saying that, but maybe that would be kind of the idea. But I don't think these people really understand, like, what exactly is wrong with the current system with the agents. I mean, it's already been there in place, and you're already going to give them an agent anyway. It's like, yes, you can have these agents. No, you can't have these.
When we come back, we will hit these new NCAA rules hard. I spoke to him this morning on his way to the airport. UNLV head basketball coach Marvin Menzies. First, though, here's Dimes.
Sports and traffic every 30 minutes.
Your sports update is brought to you by William Hill, the home of betting. Tonight at 6, Silverado Little League will represent Nevada in the West Region semifinals as they play Honolulu Little League of Hawaii. You can catch the action at 6 on ESPN. In the nation's capital, the Nationals lead the Braves 3-1 in the top of the sixth. In Cleveland, the Indians lead the Twins 3-0 in the bottom of the fourth. In Milwaukee, the Brewers and Padres are tied at 0-0 in the bottom of the first. Tonight, the 51s will be back in action at Cashman at 7:05 as they play the Reno Aces, and it's Dollar Beer Night. And at 7 tonight, the Las Vegas Aces will be at the Mandalay Bay Events Center against the Minnesota Lynx. Your sports update was brought to you by William Hill, the home of betting. I'm Jared Diamond on ESPN Las Vegas.
It's the Press Box on ESPN 1100 and 100.9 FM.
And Martin bringing it into the front court. Martin stops, launches a long three, no good. Rebound collected by Jordy Johnson, and that will do it. The Rebels will win the game 86-78. And now you can cheer, JT.
Go
joined right now head UNLV basketball coach Marvin Menzies. Good enough to give us a few minutes. He's on the road in a second, but coach is headed to the airport. I want to go over with you real quick, Marv. Yesterday, we know the college basketball landscape changed with the NCAA and these rules that came off the committee led by Condoleezza Rice, and apparently the NCAA attempts in trying to make college basketball better. Now, you were a member of the NABC committee, and that goal was kind of to help the Rice committee, yes, in terms of what you wanted them to know most about college basketball in 2018. I'm not sure how many people on Condoleezza Rice's committee had been to AAU games or new college basketball. So what was your goal as a member of that committee to let them know what you wanted them to know about college basketball?
Well, basically our role, that ad hoc committee that I was involved with since the whole FBI investigation went down, was to give them suggestions, recommendations on what would improve the overall landscape, you know, specifically in the areas that were the most challenging and the ones that we dealt with the FBI investigation. But then we obviously looked at other areas that would help improve the not just the perception of the game, but the actual the game itself, you know, just how things were being navigated with agents and you know, so forth.
How was their acceptance of it? And again, I don't know obviously personally Condoleezza Rice. I think she's a bright woman. I was a little surprised that she led it, only because I don't know how many AAU games she had been to, had she been in that world at all. But as a member of that committee, did you find them receptive to you guys when you said, hey, this is kind of what college basketball is in our mind?
Oh, there's no question. She's extremely bright woman and did an excellent job, I thought, of gathering information and intel and then sorting through it from both, you know, gathering everything from us as well as other entities to you know, really just try to figure out from almost a business perspective on, okay, how do we run the business more efficiently? And that's where she was great.
You've seen, I'm sure, in the last 24 hours, the rules, and probably knew before that. Let's go over a few. First of all, one I thought should have always been in place that apparently now is a player who enters the draft and is not drafted can come back to school. Usually they had to give a 10-day window, and once they were in, they were in. You had a player in Brandon McCoy who went undrafted, got a summer deal with Milwaukee. I'm told he might actually have a training camp deal with Milwaukee now. But, you know, does in your mind, had he had – one, do you like the rule? I think you do. But, two, had he had that option, would there be a chance he'd come back? Or are there just some kids who said, you know what, when we're done, and no matter what happens, we're moving on and going to try to be pros?
Well, it just gives the student athlete another option, right? I mean, it's all about their well-being, and you know, our whole institution is surrounded taking care of these young men and women in the right way, as parents would. And so, you know, specifically, you're going to run into cases like Brandon's and others. Everybody has their own set of dynamics. Brandon, in his mind and in his support group, just basically felt like he was ready to be a pro, wanted to be a pro, is a desire of his to be a pro. He's a very, very bright, sharp young man who will continue to take classes at UNLV, and I'm sure will get his degree sometime in the near future, hopefully. But, you know, other guys that come out are going to look at their situations and go, okay, you know, maybe I'll head right back. You know, things didn't go as planned. And so it's just better arming them with information, hence the discussions with the agents earlier and things of that nature that we were trying to, you know, just make the landscape a little bit more appealing overall.
Yeah, you mentioned the word, and it also goes to these new rules about agents being now able to represent what the NCAA is saying, elite and high-level players. I know the NBA, we talked about earlier in the show, was caught off guard yesterday and saying, whoa, who's ranking these guys? That's kind of the confusing part, Marvin, because I don't know who's going to rank these guys, but anytime you talk about agents with high school or college basketball kids, you know, people are going to think of nefarious acts and bad things going on. Mm-hmm. Now that they're letting what they say are going to be certified agents into your world on an official basis, how do you feel about that? And do you have any thoughts about who should rank these kids? I mean, is it the top 100, the top 200? Like, who makes up that decision?
Well, right now, the rules have just come down. So, obviously, it's the beginning stages of a new paradigm. So, it's going to take us a little while to sort through it all. And hopefully, you know, as we make observations, we can make adjustments to the curveballs that we didn't anticipate. and just paint a much better picture going forward as that all unfolds. But with that being said, in reference to the agents, you're still talking about a thorough and long process of getting this these guys certified,
right.
You know, as far as the NCAA is concerned. I mean, we want to make sure we have the right people advising our young men and women as well in terms of areas that are going to be critical to their future. So, you know, it's a complex deal, but I do think it was happening anyway, so we might as well try to figure out how to regulate it a little closer and do a better job of giving the families real information, and that's kind of a starting point for us right now.
Ted Graney in the press box speaking with head basketball coach UNLV Marvin Menzies on the rules changes brought down by the NCAA yesterday in college basketball. The calendar has changed for recruiting. Look, you recruit very high-level players, so I don't know if it really is going to impact you as long as they have these NCAA-mandated camps and you can see who you want to see. Is a two-part question about Las Vegas, though.
Mm-hmm,
if you take the coaches away in late July, I don't know how many people even come here for the tournament, and the kids I'm worried about are really not the ones UNLV, Duke, Kansas, Kentucky
right.
are going after. I'm worried about the ones Idaho State are going after because those coaches don't have your recruiting budget. They can
right.
come to July and see 100 kids in a week. I don't think enough has been made in the last 24 hours, Marv, about the D2 and D3 kids. Are they going to be seen now? Does this hurt Vegas, and does this hurt them?
Well, you know, we looked at that as you know, as coaches and as advisors to the Rice Commission, and that was one of the hot topics for us because we wanted to make sure that there was a level playing field, so to speak, and equity for all the student athletes, not just the elite. This wasn't about the elite. The elite athletes were at the forefront of some of the conversations, but our contingent of NABC folks that sat on this for months and had several conference calls and so forth were always bringing up the NAIA student, the Division II NCAA student, all of those that we felt needed to be addressed in this. And so some of those suggestions were run up the flagpole, and I believe that once more details come out and what that exposure paradigm will look like, I think you'll see a lot of that will be covered in there.
You were on the NBC committee, as we've said, NABC committee. When you were on that committee, can you tell me, in terms of corruption, fraud, the aspects that led to that investigation, FBI investigation, how big a problem did you as committee members think this was? And as a committee, you know, did you think the college game needed a complete overhaul of rules such as the ones that led to yesterday?
Well, we knew a change was coming. Inevitably, it was going to happen with or without our input. So we wanted to obviously have some input as to what we felt the change would do. I mean, but when you had that FBI investigation, everybody, you mentioned FBI, everybody's like, you know,
right.
maybe overreacts a little bit just based on not the severity of those particular four cases, but just kind of says, okay, this is NCAA basketball. Well, it's not. But we've got a very, very high level of programs doing things the right way. I mean, there's more than a high level. There's a lot of coaches that I know personally and professionally that operate the way that it we're supposed to. So, but you do have that when that light was put on the profession, then it was like, all right, well, let's stop and really look at it. Is it truly widespread? Or were these some isolated cases where there was more going on than we want to admit? So obviously we had to look at all of that, and I think that at the end of the day, we knew change was coming, and we wanted to be a part of that change and affecting it in a way that the student-athletes', you know, interests would be protected.
Not in terms of player, because I think you would agree that the players are a very high level right now, the athleticism compared to 10, 15, 20 years ago, and how, you know, I guess people could argue the skill level, but the athleticism and so much about them are better now. But in terms of how college basketball is run, is
mm-hmm.
this a better product than when you started? Why or why not?
That's a good question. I would say yeah. I would say yeah, it's a better product. Well, you got to remember, I started a long time ago.
Right.
You know, we're talking, you know, over 30 years I've been in the business. I'm going on 36 actually, I think, this year. And so there's a lot more opportunities for student athletes now than they were back in the day, so to speak. Advances in academic support have been phenomenal. Cost of attendance, the financial piece has been added to majority of the upper echelon schools, enabling these kids to really kind of function and focus on their academics and their sport without having to pick up extra jobs and things of that nature. The facilities have just improved drastically with technology, and travel's improved, summer school, the nutrition. We looked at so many different areas from an NCAA standpoint that I think inevitably it is a better game right now, and I think that it's a better opportunity for student-athletes to be, prepared for the real world with the ones that don't go to the next level in terms of playing professionally.
I've said it. I've written it in the paper. I strongly believe it. Some emails on and off on it. You'll understand that. But I think you're going into your second year, not your third. I forfeit the first year for the nonsense that went on in that program. So I believe this is your second year. On paper, it's going to be your third. You have a team with some young, good players coming in. You're in a conference where there is a team up north that will definitely be picked to win that conference, and then everyone will fall below them. You've seen, I guess, some kids in your 22-hour workouts or whatever you can do. How are these young kids coming along when you walk in a gym right now? I mean, how do you foresee your team right now in August?
Well, the typical coach's line is what it is, but you know me, I'm not the typical coach, so I'm going to give you as honest opinion as I can and be as transparent as can, and that is, we still got a little way to go. I feel like the foundation's in place now. It's the first time in the head seat where I could say, okay, now I'm starting to see the light at the end of the tunnel. How bright that light will become this season, how quickly that light will come into view is going to be a testament to how well we do with getting these men to develop quickly. We've got six sophomores, six freshmen actually, five sophomores still on the roster. So they've got some learning to do. But I am very, very high, Ed, on our talent, on our character. I think that we have a championship culture in place now that's going to bode well for us. But they've got to go through some bumps and bruises of learning how to win and dealing with losses and dealing with adversity and things of that nature that are only going to make them stronger and better going forward. The key is to, like a good buddy of mine always tells me, is the key is to get old and stay old. We got to get those juniors and seniors playing well, and then when they, go ahead and matriculate out of here, we've got another group right behind them to hold up the running rebel ways.
Finally, do you think it'll give you, your staff, your players a little more push of energy if, in fact, Reno is as good as everyone says they will be?
I think so. I think competition is good for business. You've heard me say that, several times, and it's real. I feel like the better the other teams are, not just Reno, but New Mexico, San Diego State, I feel like the better schools, Boise State, so forth, is as long as they're handling their business in the non-conference and we're all scheduling the right way and getting those numbers up, then I think it's just going to be better for our overall conference.
I know you're on a trip. Appreciate the few minutes. Best of luck, and we'll talk to you soon about the team.
My pleasure. Anytime. Take care
of yourself. There he is, head basketball coach at UNLV, Marvin Menzies. When we come back, we'll talk about some of the things Coach said and finish this discussion out about the rules before Ron Montoya, local AAU high school director and the person who's seen the AAU level of Vegas rise so much. He will join us in studio live at 12:30. For now, it's Ed, Clay, and Jared back after this.
We're here with Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center. Is it true that mostly low-income people use Dollar Loan Center?
No, that couldn't be further from the truth. It's not just poor people who use these type of services. Our customers are from all walks of life, all income levels, full-time people, part-time people, renters, homeowners, you name it. We also have all kinds of small business owners who really rely on us, landscapers, contractors, restaurants. They all need money for supplies, materials, payroll. This is the real world. You can't just go into a bank and get a quick loan the same day.
Believe me, I've tried, and you are 100% spot on.
And then when they get paid, they can come in, pay us off, and they're really only paying interest for the few days that they need the money in the first place. Now that's a huge win-win.
Thanks, Chuck. Whether you just need some cash till payday or you own a small business and need a quick loan, give Dollar Loan Center a shot. You can apply online at don'tbebroke.com or stop by one of our over 50 locations.
Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet the normal loan qualifications. To review loan qualifications, visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
The best time to see a Kia is during Kia America's Best Value Summer Clearance. Going on now at Findlay Kia. Come in and enjoy our great selection, great prices, and no-hassle sales experience. Come see a Kia. Findlay Kia. On Sahara, just west of Decatur. Findlay
Kia. Temperatures are at their highest, and so is your electric bill. Call Universal Solar Direct for your free energy consultation.
Universal Solar Direct. Pay less for your electric.
Call
702-487-6900.
Nevada license 79863.
The IRS doesn't mess around. If they want your money, they'll take it. They can take your paycheck and bank accounts too. Even threaten your home or business. And it's about to get worse. The IRS just hired an army of new tax enforcers. So, if you owe back taxes, the smartest thing you can do is call Optima Tax Relief. Optima has access to a special IRS tax assistance program called the Fresh Start Initiative, and their clients that qualify are saving thousands, even tens of thousands. One call starts the process to stop the demand letters, stop aggressive collection actions, and stop that army of new enforcers from targeting you. But don't delay. It's important to act now while you still have options. Optima is A-rated with the Better Business Bureau. Optima has already resolved over $500 million of tax debt for their clients. Get your life back. Call now for your free consultation.
Call 800-375-2922. 800-375-2922. 800-375-2922.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-925-5048 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-925-5048 to take your call now. Call 800-925-5048. That's 800-925-5048. Again, 800-925-5048.
Mike, can you pick me up? My car got towed for no insurance.
John, why don't you have insurance?
It's too expensive. I couldn't pay $125 a month and my insurance canceled me.
Why don't you call Freeway Insurance? I have the same car as you and I only pay $29 a month. You could be saving hundreds of dollars a year.
Wow, Freeway Insurance could save me a lot of money. What's their number?
It's 702-727-3435. That's 702-727-3435.
Do they have an office close to me?
Freeway has offices all over Las Vegas.
Give me that number again.
It's 702-727-3435. 702-727-3435.
Freeway Insurance has rates as low as $29 a month. Tickets, accidents, no license, no problem. The pros at Freeway Insurance are here to save you money. Call now and see how much you could save. 702-727-3435. 702-727-3435.
Freeway.
Low-cost coverage your way.
Restrictions apply. Liability premium only.
At Findlay Toyota, we do things big. With over 800 new Toyotas in stock, that's the largest selection of new Toyotas in the entire state of Nevada. That's a big deal. It means while you're going over our extensive selection, my entire team is running to get a great deal on that exact Toyota right before your eyes. So what are you waiting for? If you're thinking of buying a new car, come down to find that car you've only been dreaming of, because we're all about making big dreams a reality at Findlay Toyota. I'm John Barr, and I'll do anything to sell you a car.
At Universal Men's Clinic, we focus on helping men suffering from low testosterone or ED. If you often feel low energy, have a decrease in your libido, or difficulty in the bedroom, you may have a treatable medical condition. These symptoms occur in many men over the age of 30. The medical staff at Universal Men's Clinic will evaluate your diagnosis and blood test to determine what medical treatments are available for you.
I'm Dr. Charles Arakaki for Universal Men's Clinic, where they specialize in treating erectile dysfunction and low testosterone. With modern medicine and the latest technology, patients experience a high level of care.
Come in for an office visit. For those with a treatable condition, the medical staff will create a customized treatment plan, including monitoring your progress in a professional and confidential atmosphere. Call Universal Men's Clinic at 702-430-6994. That's 702-430-6994. Or visit UniversalMen'sClinic.com.
You're back in the press box with Clay Baker and Ed Graney. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at ESPN Las Vegas and call the show 702-364-1100.
I have a voice, I have a platform, and I have so many kids, and not only kids, but also adults and everybody that kind of look for guidance and look for someone to kind of lead them in a time where they feel like their voice isn't powerful. And when you see something that's unjust, or you see something that's wrong, or you see something that's trying to divide us as a race or as a country, then I feel like my voice can be heard and can speak volumes. And especially coming from a point of sports, you know, I live in sports. And for someone or a body of parties to try to divide us by using our platform of sport. Sport has given me everything that I can ever ask for. I couldn't let that happen.
LeBron James on the opening of the I Promise School in Akron. Interesting story has now come about the I Promise School. You know, last week he was all over TV with the I Promise opening of the new school in Akron there, his hometown. Story is now hitting the streets, though, led by the Plain Dealer in Cleveland about who was really paying for the school. The exact breakdown of expenses for the new school, I promise, is unclear since the district and the LeBron James Foundation are still sorting out details. But the paper has learned at least 75% will be paid by taxpayers once it's up and running. The foundation, LeBron James, says it will give $2 million a year to the school once it's up and running. But the district, Clay Baker, is estimating this school will cost $8 million a year to run. Do the math, six to the taxpayers, two for James. It says James' name is instrumental in drawing the community support that would help the school aid some of the most struggling kids in the city. On the other hand, I promise it is a district school. It is not a private school or even a charter school, a form of public schools that are funded with tax dollars but are privately run. Okay, so you and I and Jared, we're all talking about this during the break, and maybe we should have asked more questions at the time. Last week, I'll say this. I think any kind of school is great for these kids. They're struggling. Some of those kids there, you know, reading off the stories last week, a lot of single parent families. No, they didn't have food. I mean,
depressed region.
Yes, horrible yeah, region.
At one point, a very big manufacturing center, but those jobs left about 40 years ago, and they never came back.
No.
And you have a very depressed area full of crime and drugs, and most of the – it's the same kind of situation you find in a lot of Rust Belt cities.
Right, but – last week, I think, and by the way, also, if you go through this program, you are guaranteed, according to all the promises, a scholarship to Akron, University of Akron, which is great, but LeBron's not paying for that either. The university is. That was found out through this Plain Dealer story. I think all three of us, and probably most people listening last week, if you watch the coverage of this, I assumed he was paying for the bulk of this stuff. I assumed he built the building. I assumed he was paying for most of it, and I assumed he was paying for all these scholarships. I'm not and never will be in his tax bracket. I don't know the reality of the world he lives in. I understand a lot of people at that tax bracket do things for tax reasons, for writing things off. I get all that. I do believe he's very passionate about helping those kids in Akron. I'm not saying that. But does this, in your mind, bring a little bloom off the rose when, as the story said, this is not a private school. It's not even a charter school.
It's not a charter school.
So if I'm not chosen for this school, but I'm in another one of these crap Akron schools down the street because for whatever reason I can't get into I Promise, and the district's paying $6 million a year to run this I Promise school, and these kids are all getting this, and I'm in another public school, and it's depressed, and I can't get this, I'm not very happy, I don't think. What was your response when you heard that 70-80% of this is being paid by taxpayers?
Well, I felt that even though we don't know the history of why they decided to go this way, I'm talking about Akron, the city of Akron and their school district. Normally, changes like this often cause with a vote, so you can go and vote on this. And maybe they were like, maybe I wouldn't say like sold a bill of goods, but perhaps they felt like if LeBron was going to do a some sort of split on bringing a school to the district, they were all for it. However, if Akron was able to go and pay for a school that would require $8 million in maintenance and development costs annually, like annual costs to keep a school like this going, they would have built it themselves. They would have had the money to. But they don't have the money to. That's the reality. Look, this is not a charter school that's going to receive completion funds from LeBron. This is not LeBron's little pet project. He helped the beginning funds, but after that, who is stuck with the bill? It's Akron all the way. And if Akron could have done this in the beginning, they would have done it already. They didn't need another school, and they didn't need another $8 million deficit to the budget. And that's what they got.
Yeah, like I said, there's a lot more questions I'd love to have answered before having a final opinion on it. But it shocked me. I watching all those interviews last week, again, and I will say this, whether it was Don Lemon or whoever, I don't think anyone looked him in the eyes and asked a specific question, how much money are you on the line here for? So that's not to say he lied or was, unforthcoming about anything.
But it was kind of implied.
It was implied that this was his school. He paid for it. He was putting these kids through college. I think it was implied. 69187 on text line. Do you feel duped on that side of things? I thought it was just implied he's paid for it. And again, if this is the decision Akron has made in there in partnership with him and his foundation is going to give $2 million a year towards the eight, maybe that was the decision in the beginning, and maybe it's none of anyone's business outside of Akron, and that's what they do. But I'm telling you, it was implied last week he was paying for a lot more. I absolutely was sure he was paying for those kids to go to college. And now Akron University came out this morning with a statement saying, no, we're if they go through the promise school, if they do what they're supposed to do, remain eligible or, in good standing academically, they can come to Akron and we'll pay for it. That shocked me. I'm like, what? You're scholarship and you're paying for all these kids?
Yeah, they didn't really tell the whole story, did they? They told the story, but they didn't tell the whole story.